So this is Caleb Blair, and I am interviewing Paul Blair, who is from the Basalto and Madison County area. So how long have you lived in this area?
Well, I've lived in Macoupin County for all my life, 67 years.
Okay. And so our topic today is the Cold War. And so when I say the term Cold War, does like anything immediately come to mind, or do you remember anything about it?
Well, I don't remember a whole lot about it. But I'll tell you what I can, what I do know.
Okay. So one question that I have is, how did the fear of Russia affect everyday life for you when you were growing up?
Well, I think you always lived in fear because you never knew when or where anything was going to happen. Because back then we had them, bomb shelters.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you remember, anything, was involved in school that had to deal with the USSR? Like, did you have to perform, like, any drills or anything?
Yes, we did. We had drills we had to go through. Like, certain ways you had to, go up in the hallway and cover your head, get down and cover your head, right?
Okay. Another question I have is, what was your reaction to when the Berlin Wall fell? And, did you, watch it happen on TV?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it.
Just what were your thoughts on the wall falling? Okay then. I'll move on to the next question. Do you remember anything involving the space race between the USA and Russia?
No, I don't know a whole lot about that either.
Okay, do you remember when the Sputnik satellite was launched, or when first man in space, or the moon landing?
Yeah, I remember when that stuff happened, yeah.
Okay. So I know for a time that you worked in the steel industry and automobile industry. How do you feel like that was affected by the Cold War at all?
Well, I think we was making a lot more steel back then because there was a lot more steel required for different things for the war and that.
Okay. And just, do you have any other just thoughts or anything that you have just about growing up, under the Cold War? Some conflicts also, or like the Korean War in Vietnam.
Well, constantly on alert, but you just had to go on about your everyday life, and
okay. I guess that's about all I have for you then.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so thank you.
That's quite all right, anytime.
Yep.